Ron Chelikalov. This Torah is very important because it was quoted very often by Rebbe Zalman. We mentioned it a lot of times in Shurim. And again, each detail here is important. There's different points that are going to be made, but listen to every word that's said. Rabbeinu Zal bases the Torah on a pasuk, Ki ekach moyed, ani meishorim eshvoid. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, when I take a holiday, I judge smoothly. This is what it says. Rabbeinu Zal says, Segula lihinotzeil migadlus, a segula, an aid, a trick, some kind of thing to help a person to be able to be rescued, saved from gadlus, from gaiva, lechabed es hayomim tovim, is by showing respect to yantif, ulekabel yantif besimcha, broadness with a broad hand according to what one is capable of doing, as far as spending money on clothing and food and those items, kefi yechaltoi. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu, all of us shalom ha'idei, shezocho lemem tes shari bino, Moshe Rabbeinu, because says, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was zeichet to the 49 levels of Bina, zechol lihiyos onav malay. Why? Now remember, we're connecting two items now, Bina and Anova. Now note, I came across this recently in Sifrei Kabbalah. It brings that Anova corresponds to the sphere of Bina. I saw this brought in a few places, and they bring a remez to it. We just had it in the Gemara recently in Seita, that what's Taich Anova? Shmini Shebishminis. What is Shmini? Shmini is Bina. Shmini 8 is Bina, always. That's a remez that they bring. But Anova, Bechlal, corresponds to Bina. And we're going to see soon much more reasons why. Rabbeinu Zal explains, V'yantav hu meichin de'imo, shehi Bina. Yantav is an inyan of meichin de'imo, which is Bina. Shabbos, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, correspond to meichin de'abo, Chachma. Shabbos is an inyan of Chachma. That's why the penalty on Shabbos is Skila, which corresponds to the Yud of Yud Kevav Kei. Yantav is an inyan of Bina. V'alkein kishemekabel es ha-yantav, shehu Bina zeich el anova. And therefore, when a person receives yantif, which is Bina, he's zeichet to Anova. Bina and Anova connected, because note, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to Bina, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Ki yayim toiv b'gimatria sog im hayud aisyos. The words yayim toiv are b'gimatria, Hashem's name sog, which is yud kei vav kei. Yud is spelled yud vav dalid. K is spelled K Yud, Vov is spelled Vov Aleph Vov, and K is spelled K Yud. That's Begimatria 63, and there are 10 letters making it up. So Sog, with the 10 letters, is Begimatria Yontif, Kemuva Bekavonis, as is brought in the Kavonis of the Arizal, and we know that the Shem Sog corresponds to Bina, Ov Sog Morbon corresponds to Yud K Vov K, Sog is Bina. So if Yantif is Begimatria Sog with the Isvilis, so Yantif is an Yin of Bina, Shehu Hepech Gas Ruach. Sog is what combats Gas Ruach. A person who's arrogant is called Gas Ruach. Sog is the opposite of Gas. It's the purification of Gas. So a person who perfects Bina is Zeiche to the Sog, which is the opposite of Gas. Then note, what does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu? How do we know that he was zeichet to Bina, to the Memteshari Bina? What's the pasuk for it that the Gemara brings? Vatechasreu ma'at me'elikim. He was missing a drop from being Hashem. And that the Gemara dashes that he was zeichet to 49 levels of Bina. Why? Ma'at. Ma'at, because he was ma'at. He was mamit atzmoi, he lowered himself. V'anovo is what made him zeichet to this Bina. And the Arizal shows it still further, that the ma'at is the key word in that sentence. Because the Arizal says that people think that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to 49 out of 50 levels. That's not true. The Arizal says he was zeichet to a much greater percentage. How many levels are there within Bina? The name of Hashem that corresponds to Bina is Elikin. Elikim has 120 tzirufim, five letters. You can make 120 combinations. The Arizal says Moshe Rabbeinu was zeched to 119 out of 120 tzirufim of Elikim, because that's pshat v'tachasreyu. You know what he was missing? The difference between Ma'at, Mem Ayin Tes, is 119 from Elikim. Out of the 120 tzirufim of Elikim, he had 119. So what did he have? He had Ma'at. He had Ma'at. Ma'at means little, small. He had Anova. That was the level of Anova that Moshe Rabbeinu attained. That was the level of Bina that Moshe Rabbeinu attained. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Yom Tov Mevatel Hagadlus. Because Yontif has in it a power to nullify Gaiva. So a person showing, perfecting Yontif, will perfect himself in Anova. How? Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain now. Ki teva hakatnus sheizbate legabi hagadlus. The nature of katnus is that it becomes nizbate legabi gadlus, meaning you have a boxer. You have a professional boxer and you have an amateur boxer. The amateur boxer, when he's by himself, he shows off this, that. When he's together with a professional boxer, he's humble. He's humbled because he's in front of the professional. Rabbeinu Zal says the teva of katnus is that it's nizbate legabi gadlus. V'alkein, and therefore, kishe mekurov lahatzadik, when a person becomes mekurov to a tzadik, nizbate el hagadlus. Any gadlus within that person becomes botel. Why? Ki al yedei oyer hagodel shel hatzadik, nizbate legamri. Because through the great light of the tzadik, the person's gaiva becomes botel. You feel like nothing standing in front of him. You feel so low compared to his greatness.
He's using katnus in terms of amateur, which is humility, that's not the way it's being used.
Meaning one who's on a lower level is that he becomes butel before one who's on a higher level. That's what it means. That's what the term katnus and godless mean in this context.
What are you trying to say? Proportion to fear.
Who said anything about fear of Hashem?
Well,
we're talking about Bina.
Yeah, wouldn't that have to do with fear of Hashem? Right. Wouldn't that be like
Din,
fear of Hashem?
Yeah, I'm saying. So it has to do with apples, which I read.
Yeah.
I'm saying, don't do that. Let's try to keep track of what he's saying. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Valkein kishem kurov latzadik nizbat lagadlus." Why? Kali de oragol shatzadik nizbat lagamri. V'hu bechinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, "Rouni neorim v'nechbo." Children saw me and they went to hide. Why did they go to hide? Na'ar means one who's young. He sees the one who's older and he goes to hide. He feels embarrassed, ashamed, in standing before the one who's older than him. Hainu al yedei sheroyim pnei hatzadik nechboim haktanim. By their seeing the face of the tzaddik, those who are ktanim, they run to hide. Why? When they look at the face of the tzaddik, they see his godless, it causes them to feel an embarrassment and they run to hide. Ki akatnus nizbate lefnei godless, because katnus generally becomes botel to godless. V'ikar koyach kiddushas yontif he toloi b'tzadikim. Rabbeinu Zal says the main concept of the holiness of yontif, it draws its holiness from the tzadikim. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, Eile moyade Hashem asher tikroisim b'moyadom. These are the holidays of Hashem which you should appoint as holidays. V'dor shorazal, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, al tikri oisom elo atem. Don't read it Eile Mayad Hashem Asher Tikra'u Oysam B'Moyadam. Read it Asher Tikra'u Atem B'Moyadam. You, the Chachamim, are the ones who are given the authority to declare Yontif. Based on what? Based on Rosh Chodesh. Based on Rosh Chodesh. Nimtza. We see from here Shehayomim Tovim Teluyim B'Tzadikim. Yontif is Toluyim Tzadikim. Now note Eile Mayad Hashem. What's the Rashi Tevois? Imi, mother, Bina. Again. Note how Yontif is drawing its kayach from Bina. The Arizal brings that. When a person receives and shows respect to Yontif, and he draws upon himself the great light of Yontif, which corresponds to the light of the Tzaddik, because Yontif is totally in Tzaddikim, the person will find that automatically his own Gadlus becomes lessened. Because the amateur becomes botel before standing before the professional. The Alkane, Rabbi Nezal says, that's why the Gemara says, that a person is required to receive the face of his Rebbe on Yontif, to go visit his Rebbe on Yontif. Why? Because on Pesach, what's my main requirement? To draw Pesach onto myself, to draw the light of Pesach. What is the light of Pesach? It's totally in the Tzaddik. That's why there's a chiv on Yontif to go visit the Tzaddik, because the Tzaddik is Yontif. Yontif is totally in the Tzaddik. With this we can understand a question that was asked in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah, they asked Rabbi Eliezer, Shomar, Rabbi Eliezer said, Mishabeach ani esu atzlonim beregel. The Gemara over there talks about this whole item, that it says that a person is mechuyev to go visit his Rebbe on Yontif. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said, I give praise to somebody who's lazy on Yontif. Lazy from what? He doesn't go to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'somachta b'chagecha, that you're supposed to be in Simcha on Yontif, and if you go, you have to walk a large distance to get to your Rebbe, that's not going to be Simcha. This is what Rabbi Eliezer Gadol says. So the Gemara asks, V'homar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayev Odom Lagol Penei Rabbi Beregel. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak said that a person is mechuyev to go visit his Rebbe on Yontif, and he proves it. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Navi, that her husband asked her, Madua, why are you going to visit Elisha Navi today? It's not Yontif or Rosh Chodesh. So we see from her implication that on Yontif and Rosh Chodesh it was normal for her to go visit her Rebbe. Note, it's talking about a woman here even. That on Yontif Rosh Chodesh it was normal for her to go visit her Rebbe. Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there in the Gemara, and it seems to be a strange item that Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol would say, Meshabeach ani esu atzlonim beregel. I give praise to those who are lazy, they don't go to visit their Rebbe. What was he saying? The Gemara says, the Rabbi Nezal explains, Ki af shehu barochayk mea parsay mi rabbi biyontif. V'lo yozol vasi biyomi. Because even if a person lives further than 100 parsa, more than 400 miles away from his Rebbe on Yontif, v'lo yozol vasi biyomi, and he can't come and go, he can't make the round trip on one day, in one day, still, nobody would deny that there is a chiv to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif. Hainu sheyakir pnei Rabbi Beregel, meaning to recognize, to show recognition to the face of his Rebbe on Yontif. Hainu sheyechabe des Yontif, to show respect to Yontif, v'yekabel oyer hagodol shel Yontif, shehu b'chinas pnei Rabbi, and draw upon himself the great light of Yontif, which corresponds to the face of his Rebbe, ki ikar kedushas Yontif toli b'tzadikim, because the main kedusha of Yontif is toli in tzadikim. Kanal, as we said before, u'keshe mekabel es Yontif, u'mekabel pnei Rabbi mamish, and when a person draws upon himself the light of Yontif, he draws upon himself the face of his Rebbe. By dezen es batel hagadlus, and by doing that, the gadlus becomes botel. Ki teva hagadlus. Because the nature of katnus is that it becomes bota legabi gadlus, which means, what's going on here? What did Rabbi Nezal just attempt to answer? We have a machlokes in the Gemara there. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said that I give praise to those who don't go to visit, those who are lazy, they don't go to visit their Rebbe on Yontif. The Gemara says, how can you say that? Rabbi Yitzchok said you're mechuyev to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif, and he brought proof from a pasuk. So the Gemara, he brought proof from a pasuk that it says, why are you going to visit your Rebbe today? It's not Yontif. So he said, on Yontif, you're mechuyev. So the Gemara says over there, that pasuk was only written by a case where somebody can make the whole round trip within one day. Then he's mechuyev to go visit his Rebbe on Yontif. But if he can't go and come on the same day, no chiyev at all. So then the Gemara says, but there was a bar be'rav dechad yoyme, there was Rabbi Yochanan had a Talmud who was so great at Tzaddik that in order to go visit his Rebbe, he had to travel 6 months both ways to be with his Rebbe one day. And still he was willing to do it. A Talmud of Rav. He was willing to do it. So now Rabbi Nezal is asking here, what's going on here? Is it really a machlekes? In other words, is it that Rabbi Yitzchak said you're mechuyev to go visit Rebbe, and Rabbi Eliezer was saying not to visit Rebbe? If we know that the whole concept of Yontif is an inyan of tzaddikim and everything, Rav Einazal explains, this is what Rav Nachman Shigur Einazal says. Rav Einazal explains here that they're both actually saying the same thing. When Rav Eliezer HaGodol says to stay home, what's his reason for staying home? Because v'somachta b'chagecho. What are you going to do when you stay home? You're going to be giving kavod to Yantif. He holds that giving kavod to Yantif is the same as going to visit your Rebbe. Yantif is your Rebbe. Yantif draws its whole oil from the tzaddikim. Who give Yantif its kedusha, its status? The Chachamim, right? By their declaring Rosh Chodesh, Asher Tikru Atem. So by my being home and enjoying Yontif and giving respect to Yontif, that's how I'm actually giving respect to the Tzaddikim. That was Reb Eliezer's reasoning for saying stay home. Stay home meaning that by giving respect to Yontif, you'll automatically be drawing upon yourself the Ara Tzaddik. Whereas Reb Yitzchak says, no deal. Technical, simple, but you must go to your Rebbe, see him, to receive his Ara upon him.
And isn't the point he's trying to get another
That's not the point that he's mentioning here, though. He's not saying that.
Finish off the paragraph after this, and then
he'll draw. Right. No. He says, Ukisha Mekabel is Hayyantiv, who Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Mamish. He's not saying that because I'm so close to my Rebbe, nothing. By being by eating the fish on Yantif, that's the oir of the Rebbe. The fish on Yantif is the oir of the Rebbe.
Take the place of the
male, exactly. Because note the structure of this Torah. He starts off by saying that Yantif is a school for breaking Anova. Then he says, because he shows how Yantif is Sog. Sog is the opposite of Gas. Yantif breaks Anova. Show of that.
Breaks
Gaiva. Gives Anova. Part 2. Going to a Tzaddik gives Anova. Because the nature of Katnus is that it's Nizbatil before Godless. Right? Now the two come together. Which means that by showing if Yantif does this and the Tzaddik does this,
right.
That's the machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi
Yitzchak. He's trying to show that the reason that it does it is because it is the kedusha of the
Tzaddik. Exactly. Exactly. So therefore, by giving respect to Yantif, these two are one in this. Yantif draws its whole oil from the Pnei Tzaddik. You understand? So therefore, by giving respect to Yantif, I'm drawing the Pnei Tzaddik, which is going to lead me automatically to a anova, to a hachna. You understand?
The kedusha of Yantif itself.
Exactly. Look at the wording that he used. V'ikr koyach kedushas Yantif itoli mitzadikim. Therefore, ukshemekabel es hayantif hu mekabel pnei rabbi mamish. Yantif is the Rebbe. Right. But this is what he did. Gemara says that this is what he did. He wasn't. He was just there one day a year. The Gemara says there was a Talmud like this who could only visit his Rebbe once, and he was willing to do it. Excuse me? Because if not, it's going to subtract from the Simcha of Yantif. If I'm going to leave my family in the middle of Yantif and not come back for 3 days, how can you call that Simchas Yantif? You understand? That's why that Tana says, no deal, no way. When the Pasuk said, visit your Rebbe, it was understood that it's within the confines of Simchas Yantif. How? If you can go and come back within the same day, that's still Simcha. Your wife won't get nervous, your kids won't get nervous. You understand? That's Pshat and Gemara over there. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Okay? Period.
How would you explain Rabbo, his Rebbe, right? Would you say that his orientation to Simchas Yontov would make it give the Yontov the characteristic of his Rebbe as opposed to everybody else's?
100%. 100%. In other words, again, who taught him how to receive Yontov? Who taught us the whole Kiddush of Yontov, the Tzaddikim? Who taught you your Rebbe? Who taught him his Rebbe? That's what it is. Okay. Now Rav Einazal says, "V'sef pirush." With this, we can understand this pasuk in Tehillim. Ki ekach moyed, when I take the moyed, kishe akabel es hayomim tovim, when I receive yantiv, ani meishorim eshvoit. Haynu she'ezke la'anova, al bizeche ta'anova, which is called shehu bechinas meishorim eshvoit. That's this concept of meishorim eshvoit. How do we know this? K'may shemru chazal, the Gemara says in Chulin that there's a pasuk which says ha'umnam ilayim tzedek tidaberu. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara says over there, ma yase odom boilam haze. The Gemara says, what's David HaMelech's advice to a person in this world? Elaine, shut your mouth. Learn to talk as little as possible, because you're going to find that 99% of the trouble that you get into is your mouth. Ha'umnam Elaine, that the umnus, the biggest talent, the best trade in this world, umnus. This is what the Gemara says over there, is Elaine, silence, shut your mouth. So the Gemara says over there, Yochel af bedivrei Torah, I might think that if this is an umnus, so keep your mouth shut always, even when it comes to Torah. Even if you have Torah to tell to people, close your mouth, don't talk, because ha'umnam ilayim, the biggest umnus is ilayim, to shut up. The Gemara says, Talmud Leimar, Tzedek Tidaberun. That's why David HaMelech continues and says, Tzedek Tidaberun. If you have something righteous to say, then it's a mitzvah to talk. The Gemara says over there, Yochel afilu im higiz datoy. Then I might think that even if the guy is talking Torah, you know, if the guy is talking Torah, even if it's with arrogance, still it says, Tzedek Tidaberun, that if it's Torah, talk, even if you're going to talk with arrogance. Talmud Leimar, Meishorim Tishbetu Bnei Adam. David HaMelech finishes by saying, Meishorim Tishbetu Bnei Adam. Mishor means a valley. Who are the ones who are authorized to say Divrei Torah? Those who are like a valley, Anova. So we see that Meishorim Eshboit, here it says Meishorim Tishbetu, we see that it refers to one who is shuffle, he's humble, like a valley. When I take upon Hani Meshorim Eshvoid, Alideish Akabel Es Hamoyadin, through my taking upon myself the Moyed, Alideze Eskel Anova. Through that, I'll be Zechet Anova, Shehu Bechinas Meshorim Eshvoid Kanal. Vezehu Gamkein Inyan Hamavur B'Mokam Achara, Al Pirish Eretz, Al Posuk Eretz Oicheles Yeshveho. If you recall, we explained before, we had a Torah Kuflam at five Torahs back, where it was talking about Eretz Oicheles Yeshveho, that a person becomes Nichlal in the Eretz, if he's Mavatl himself, if he has the Anova. Ki HaKatnus Bote L'Gabi Gadlus V'Nechal V'Nishapech L'Mos HaTzadik. Rabbi Nizal over there was talking about the concept of Eretz Oicheles. It becomes sucked in and digested. If the person is Zechet to be Mavatl himself to the Tzadik eats him up, swallows him, and digests him, he merges, he becomes part of the Tzadik. Here too, a person drawing the Kiddusha of Yantif upon himself, he literally merges with these tzaddikim and becomes tichal on them. And note how beautiful this ties in with what we just quoted from Rav Nosenzal. I mentioned it this morning, and I mentioned it at the Malava Malka. This is exactly what it's saying here. You have Yantif, it's a mitzvah. How is a person mekabel? A person wants to be zecha to draw the Kiddusha of Yantif upon himself. How does he do it? He's mishtaikek, he yearns, and Yantif shoots out a ray of light to him to help him be mekabel Yantif. Where does the ray of light come from? It comes from the tzaddikim who are nechlal in that mitzvah. From the tzaddik who's nechlal in the mitzvah of Yantif, not Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyah, all tzaddikim. Yantif is the one mitzvah in which all tzaddikim are nechlal in. You understand? So when I draw Yantif upon myself, I'm drawing the oyer of all the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael upon myself. That's literally what it is.
So what spirit that's coming from? Yisrael?
Bina.
Bina.
Why Yantif? Because that's the Kiddush of Yantif is Bina here.
Wait, is it talking about the Shlosh
Bavelim,
or is it the Rosh
Hashanah
Yantif?
Here it's talking about Yantif, I would say probably both. In other words, it's understood that on the normal circumstances, over there, well, hold on. That's number one. I'll go better yet. Look in the Chumash over there. Eilam Yadi Hashem HaShadikra. What does it list? Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It lists Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur right over there. In other words, under the title of Eilam Yad Hashem, you have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
So when a person can't get to see another yom, they have to be goes called Moed, or does it list like end of Pesach?
Right.
That also can't.
100%. He's supposed to go on Yantif.
Right. She needs to have a separate.
There's, in other words, in some ways it's a separate Yantif, in some ways not. But you see, Rabbi Nizal is giving you an Eitzah Teva here, that if a person Chas V'Shalom finds himself in a circumstance where he can't, he should know that there is an alternative. By drawing, by having in mind where does Yontif draw its Kedusha from the Tzadikim? And by showing respect to Yontif, I want to use that to be Mekasher myself to the Tzadikim. You could do it. It's understood. It's a type of Zman Kaporo Chal Tadaisan. You want Kaporo, the Ish Chacham Yichabrimi. You have to go to the Tzadik. The Tzadik is always the power to be Mechaper.
Is it
Yom Kippur Rosh Chodesh? Yom Kippur Kavim, right. Erev Rosh Chodesh. Okay, next. Rav Nosson Zal says, we heard more about this topic. In other words, this is phrasing it a little bit differently. That if a person is mekusher to a tzaddik, he can feel the kedusha of yontif. Why? Ki hatzadik hu bechinas kedushas yontif kanal. The tzadik is the concept of the holiness of yontif. What's the best sign for a person to be able to tell if he's really mekusha to the tzaddik or not? It's according to how much shiflus he feels. According to how much shiflus a person feels, that's how much he knows he's mekusha to the tzaddik or not. Because the nature of katnus is that it becomes batel to the godless. Period. So Rabbi Nizal says that you should know that if a person is mekusha to the tzaddik, that's when he'll really be able to feel the kedusha of yontif. And you should know, if you want to know what's a good test to see how mekusha you are, it's anova. That's what'll tell you, according to how much of an anov you are, that's how much mekusha to the tzaddik you are. Now the question is, what's mekusha to the tzaddik? Let's bring that a little clearer. V'ikar ha-hiskashrus hu avo she'yehav es ha-tzadik avo shlema. When we talk about hiskashrus to the tzadik, we're talking about a love, that the person should love the tzadik 100%. His love for the tzadik should be 100% love, not 98, not 99. Kemoshe kosuv, as the pasuk says, v'nafshoi kshura b'nafshoi, that Yaakov Avinu's nefesh was mekusher to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef here is the Tzadik. V'nafshoi... Excuse me? Here it's talking about Binyamin? Sure. If you'll take him... Right. Okay, but in any case, over there it's talking about the union of Mekushar. V'nafshoi Kshura V'nafshoi. Through what? Through the tremendous love, the bond of love that existed from Yaakov Avinu to his son Binyamin. You're right. It is talking about Binyamin. V'targumoi, look at the targum on that pasuk, chavivole kenafshei. He loves him. Yaakov Avinu loved Binyamin like himself. That's the type of avo a person has to have for the tzaddik. U'kamoshe kosev, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, v'nefesh Yohainason nikshara b'nefesh David. That the nefesh of Yohainason was mekusha to the nefesh of David, meaning that there was such a strong love between them that the love is called kesher. Rabbi Nizal says a person has to elevate himself to the point where his love for the tzaddik exceeds the ingrained love that a human being is given for women. The physical love that exists between a human man and a woman, specifically one's own wife, a person has to elevate himself where the love for the tzaddik is greater than that. Kama Shikosa, as the pasuk says, Niflesi ahavos choli me ahavas noshin. He said to him, I loved you more than I love a woman. That the love that existed from David HaMelech to Yohanan, it's talking about over here, when Yohanan was killed and he was mourning him, he said was greater, no comparison to the love to a woman. And Rabbi Nizal says, Azai, when a person is zeichet to that level, hal yedei ha-hiskashrus la tzadik, yochel lekabel kedushas yontif. Through this type of kesher to the tzadik, that's when a person could really draw upon himself the kedusha of yontif. Kikr yontif toli b'tzadikim, because the main kedusha of yontif is toli b'tzadikim. Kikr b'chinas yontif, ulahalais b'chinas malchus dikdusha mibena klipois, ulevatel malchus dalit malchus de sitrachra. The main purpose of yontif is to elevate the malchus dikdusha from among the klipois, and to shatter the dalit malchus of klipa. Ki malchus nikras dalit. Dalit, we know that the Malchus in Kabbalah is called the letter Dalit. Begin the less lomigarama klum. The Zohar Kodesh says the word Dalit is the less. It has nothing. It has nothing of its own. So Malchus is an union of Dalit. Ki ein melech b'loyam, because a king is nothing on his own unless he has a nation. So kingdom within itself is zero. V'nimtza malchus deklipa, v'imalchus dekdusha, which is symbolized by a Dalit of Kedusha, fell, and fell in the form of Dalit malchus deklipa. Now note, where do we see this in a few instances? Number one, the Dalit symbolizing the malchus dekdusha, the pasuk says, v'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol aretz. Hashem will put himself with the melech. Which shevet of the 12 Shvatim has Hashem's name with him? Yehuda. Hashem put himself with the Melech. Within Yehuda, what do you have? Yud Kei Vav Kei and a Dalit. The Dalit stands for David HaMelech, which is Malchus. The letter Dalit is the symbolism for Malchus. Where do you have the Dalit of Malchus, the Klipa? The four Goliaths. The four Goliaths that we have. Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael, or Asher Nishbati Biapi. Biapi is Bavel, Edoim, Poras, Yavon. That's the concept of the Dalit Malchus the Klipa, the four kingdoms of Rishon who put us in Golos. Bavel, Baapi, Asher Nishbati, Biapi, the Madalamukha says. Bavel, Edoim, Poras, Yavon. It's either Poras or Modai. They're the same nation, Poras or Modai, Persians. So that's one remez that's brought. One of the other siblings brings a remez. Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael. These were the travels of Bnei Yisrael when they were sent into Kibbutz. The first letters are Aleph, Mem, Beis, Yud. Edoim, Modai, Yavon, Bodo. Those were the four colors. Okay, so we see this concept of Dalit as the Malchus Dikdusha and versus Dalit Malchus Diklipa. Ube Yomtev Tzorech Lahalais HaMalchus Dikdusha Mi Dalit Malchus Dikdusha. And on Yomtev, a Jew is required to try to elevate the Malchus Dikdusha from the Klipas. V'zehu Shekosav, this is why the Pasuk says, Novi Vayehi Le'es Shuvas Hashono. There it's talking about right after Nisan. In other words, right after the spring, when the Tevu is starting to grow. Vayehi Le'es Shuvas Hashono. At the time when the kings go out. When the kings go out, you know, to travel. So we see Le'es Tshuvas Hashono. That's Le'es Tseis HaMalochim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, which are the times for Tshuva? The three Yomim Tovim. The Gemara says, Pesach Nidainim on this. On Pesach we're judged for this. On Shavuos we're judged for this. On Sukkos we're judged for water. So Le'es Tshuvas Hashanah, each and every Yantif is a time for Tshuva. That's a time when Le'es Tseis HaMalochim. A time when the Malchus Dikdusha exits from among the Klipos. Pirush. Yontov Nikra Tshuva Sashana. Yontov is called the Tshuva of the year. Ki kol hayomim tovim hem yimei din. The Yontov is a time of judgment. K'may shekosav, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Bedalit prokim hoilam nidoin. The Gemara says the world is judged four times a year. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah. Four times a year the world is judged. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah. Pesach, it says they're judged for this specific item. Shavuos for this. Sukkos for water. Rosh Hashanah, they're judged for everything. The whole world is judged. So we see that late, that Tshuva Sashon is Yontif. V'tzoruch lo shuv b'tshuva. That's a time when a person has to do tshuva for that item. V'ideseh yotzei ha-malchus v'imein ha-klipos. That's how he gets the malchus to exit from among the klipos. V'nizbatel nimshaltam. And the nimshola of the klipos is nizbatel. K'may shem razal, as the Gemara says, Yuma gedayla tshuva shemekareves es ha-geula. Tshuva is so great that it brings close the geula, meaning Shenigolin, Alidei Tshuva, Mehamalchus the Klipos. We redeem, we remove from the Klipos the Malchus through the act of Tshuva, through Yantif, which is the Iker time for Tshuva. Vezehu Le'es Tshuva Sashono, Le'es Tseis HaMalachim, She'oz Yotzei Malchus the Kedusha, She'i Bechinas Dalet, Mimbein HaKlipos, the Malchus the Kedusha, which corresponds to the letter Dalet, exits from the Klipos. V'nizbatel koyach ha-dalet malchus d'sitrachra. And the power of the dalet malchus d'sitrachra becomes botel. Rabbi Nizal says, v'ikar, the main thing is, levatel koyach malchus amolek. The main thing is to wipe out the koyach of the malchus of amolek. Ki hi koyleles ha-dalet malchus. The malchus of amolek is koylel all dalet malchus d'klipa. Ve'ikar levate, right. Kamashikosav, as the Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Who is the leader, the Kailel of all the Goyim is Amalek. Fialkain, note, I was just thinking about this. It says that Amalek is the Kailel, he's the Iker of the Dalet Malchus, meaning he's the Kailel of the Dalet Malchus, the Klipa. What number is Malchus? A Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Shishim Hema Malachis. 60 is Malchus. How many Malchias are there, the Klipa? Dalet Malchus. 4 times 60 is Amalek. Amalek corresponds to the Dalet Malchus, the Klipa. Amalek corresponds to the Dalet Malchus, the Klipa. V'alkein kishehorak Shmuel es Agag melech Amalek. When Shmuel Anovi killed Agag, the king of Amalek, Nehemiah, the Pasuk says, V'yishasef Shmuel es Agag. He sliced him up. U'pirish Rashi chotchei ledalet. Rashi Kodesh says he sliced him in four parts. Shechotach hadalet Malchus de Sidrachra. Shmuel cut off the four Malchus of Sidrachra. L'val yelehem kleachum em sholem em Malchus dikdusha. So that they shouldn't have any power or any rulership over the Malchus Dikdusha. Shehi Bechinas Dalet, which is also a Dalet. Ki hele ha-Malchus Dikdusha mehem, Shmuel Anovi elevated the Malchus Dikdusha from Mibein HaKlipois and removed it from them, removed it from their possession. V'zeh naseh b'yantiv kanal, and this is done specifically on Yantiv. V'zehu v'yishaseif, this is the concept of v'yishaseif, vov yud hu p'ula. The letters vov yud just refer to action. Vaya, and it happened. What happened? Vav yod hu p'ula. V'sheirish hateva, what's the grammatical root of this world? Shaseif, shaseif, shin samach pei. V'hu rashi tevois shavuois sukkos pesach. This is the rashi tevois of the three yamim tevim. Shavuos sukkos pesach, shema yamim tevim, she'oz yeitze ha-malchus dikdusha. That's when the malchus dikdusha exits from among the klipois. Ki yantav heim yamei din. Yantav is a time of judgment. Bina is din in nisara mina. Now you know why yantav is a time for judgment, because yantav is bina. Rabbi Nizal says, "Shall say something else? Ki Yantif hem yamei din shu bechinas yira, bechinas malchus. Yantif is a concept of judgment, a concept of fear of Hashem, a concept of yira, a concept of malchus. Kama shekosu vil molei moiro shel malchus. V'alkein emar ba molek. That's why it says by a molek va'yizanev becho kol anech sholem achrecha va'ato oyev yogea v'lo yore elikim. Who is he able to get? Those who are lacking in fear of Hashem." Fear of Hashem is Malchus. Those who were weak in Malchus, those were the ones that Amalek was able to grab and place them under his Malchus, under his Memshala, under his rulership. His main power over these people was because they had not elevated the Malchus Dikdusha, because they were lacking in fear of Hashem, shehu bechinas malchus kanal, which is an inyan of malchus. Note, what does the pasuk say? Esho elikim ani yorei. Malchus elikim yira is an inyan of malchus. Valkein bechol yantuf yesh dalet mitzvos. Now you note an unbelievable coincidence that on each one of the yamim tovim you have mitzvos that come in four parts. The Pesach, Dalet Kaisis. On Pesach you have the four cups of wine. B'sukkos, Dalet Minim. On Sukkos you have a Dalet Minim. B'shavuos, Limura Taira. On Shavuos you have the study of Taira. Shehu b'dalet b'chinois. The study of Taira is also a four-prong item. As the Pasuk says, Oz, Ro'o, Vayisapra, Heichina, V'gam Chokra. That then Hashem saw, he told over, he prepared, and he studied in depth. So the Gemara says from here we learn out that the Torah is a four-pronged item. By coincidence, this is one of the things I was going to mention in the Shabbos year that I left out accidentally. I'm shocked. I'm just seeing this pasuk. I'm floored. The Zohar Kodesh says, you'll note, why is it that in the Torah, again, let's study the Torah, let's study it deep, that there's a reason for every single thing. In the Torah, where is Hashem's name? When is the first time Hashem's name is mentioned? If the how many other words have been said? Bereshis, Bara, Elikin. Sorry, my mistake. Bereshis, when is Shemayim mentioned? Shemayim, when is Shemayim mentioned? Shemayim is preceded by four words. Bereshis, Bara, Elikin, S. And the Zohar Kodesh says that the four words before Shemayim correspond. Shemayim refers to heavenliness, Ruchnias, Torah, Kedusha. It has to be preceded four. It has to be preceded four times. Ro'ah, Vayisakra, Hechina, Vegan Chokra. In other words, before a person speaks any words of Torah, any item of Ruchnias, he has to first think it over, prepare it four times in his own mind. This is why the Rambam Zal mentions that before a person says anything, he should think it over at least four times. Corresponds to this item, the fact that Shemayim is mentioned after a Hagdama of four words. Bereishis Bara Elokim S. This is a remez that's brought, and they bring proof from this pasuk Oz Ro'o Bayisapro Hechina Vegan Chokra. This concept of the Torah being four. In other words, it's preceded. In other words, before one can present it to another, he has to have put himself through these four stages. Rabbi Nezal says, Keneged Hamalchus Sheibachinas Dalet. So now, why are there these Dalet mitzvahs? Four cases on Pesach, you know, four Dalet Minim on Sukkot, and the study of Torah, which is Dalet on Shavuos, because that's Keneged Malchus, which is Bechinas Dalet, Sheyitzas, Beyontif, Mimena Klipos. On Yontif, the Malchus exits from among the Klipos. V'ha-Talmidei Chachomim heim Bechinas Malchus. And we know that Talmidei Chachomim are a concept of Malchus. Kama Sheyom Razal, as the Gemara says in Gittin, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings of the Jews? The rabbis, kihem ma'alim es ha-malchus, because they are the ones who are in charge of elevating the malchus. Al-kein ikar kedushas yontif na'asal yodam. This again clarifies to us. Why is the whole kedush of yontif through the tzadikim? Because the main function of yontif is to elevate the malchus from ibn ha-klipus, to elevate this dalit, vayishaseif, to cut into dalit. Who are the ones who do that? The malchus dekdusha. Who are the malchus dekdusha? Man malki rabbonon, the talmidei chachamim. When a person draws upon himself yantiv, that's when he gets this shiflus. This is why the pasuk says, "Ekev anova yiras Hashem," that compared to anova, the heel of anova is fear of Hashem. Fear of Hashem compared to anova is like the heel of the shoe. It's like the bottom of the feet. Ki yira hi bechinas malchus kanal. Yira is a concept of malchus. Va'avraham avinu malchus, which is the feet. Va'avraham avinu torach gam kein alzeh. This is the whole side of Avraham avinu. Ve'rodav dalet melochim. Avraham avinu chased after the four kings. La'ha'alis mehem ha-malchus, to elevate from them the malchus. Ve'yotza mimenu Yitzchok v'yishmoel Yaakov v'esov. Keneged arbo b'chit d'rotera echad chocham v'echad rosh v'echtanir. Yaakov avinu battled the four malachim of Tumah, and he was zeichet to the malchus dekdusha. The Rashi HaKadosh says in Shir HaShirim, this pasuk Shishim Heima Malachis, who does it refer to? Avraham Avinu, the 60 children that came forth from Avraham Avinu, the generations that came forth from Avraham Avinu. So we see that Avraham Avinu battled in Malchus Deklipa, therefore his immediate family was four sons. There were four that came forth from Avraham Avinu, which were Yitzchak Ishmael, Yaakov Esav, which correspond Keneged Arba Bonin Dibra Teira, that's the Dalet Malchias. That's the concept of the Dalet Malchias. Chacham Rasha Tom Shinedei Lisha. Rasha, we don't mean literally Esav, we mean even within Bnei Yisrael, the Rishulim also have a Chelek in the Malchus Dedusha. Baruch Hashem, we'll hold it over here for now.
Listen, how does it fit in the Dalet Malchias?
One of the functions of taking these Dalet Minim on Yantiv is to elevate the Malchus Dekdusha from among the Tumah. And we know that Malchus is always the concept of four. Dalet. David. Dalet.
That's what
it is. Why are you beginning? Anova, Shifa. We said the whole concept. Man Malki Rabbonon. When you go to visit your Rebbe, he is the Malchus Dekdusha. By going to see him, you're taking... Of course. The Malchus Dekdusha. By going to see him, you're taking... Of course.